Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling New York v. New Jersey, the 2023 Supreme Court case. It's all about interstate compacts.
That's right. Specifically, the Waterfront Commission compact from way back. And the big question, can one state just, you know, leave?
Exactly. So our mission for listeners, understand that core idea, unilateral withdrawal. Crucial stuff for state power, right?
Absolutely. We'll look at the history, the reason for the compact.
And then the court's thinking. Why they let New Jersey walk.
Precisely. It involves contract law, state sovereignty.
Mm.
It's pretty fascinating stuff, actually.
Okay, so let's set the scene. This Waterfront Commission compact, 1953, you said. What was going on?
Well, think about the ports then. New York, New Jersey, huge commerce, but also massive problems.
Like what kind of problems?
Corruption, organized crime, basically lawlessness. It was, well, a real hotbed strangling legitimate business.
Mm. Sounds serious. And it affected both states.
Definitely. It was a shared problem right across the harbor.
Yeah.
So they realized, you know, they had to work together.
Hence the compact. A joint agreement.
Exactly. And importantly, ratified by Congress. That gives it teeth, constitutionally speaking.
Right. The compact clause. So they set up this commission.
The Waterfront Commission of New York Harbor. A bi-state agency with real power regulation law enforcement.
Okay. So it ran for decades. Then jump to 2018, what happens?
New Jersey decides, well, things have changed. They saw the commission as kind of bloated,
yeah,
outdated, costly.
They thought they could handle their side better alone.
Pretty much, yeah. More efficiently, maybe. So their legislature passes a law.
Saying we're out.
Basically, yeah. Authorizing withdrawal, governor signs it, clear intent.
But New York wasn't having it.
Not at all. They objected, saying, hold on, this is a joint deal approved by Congress.
You can't just leave unilaterally.
That was New York's argument, needs mutual consent.
Yeah.
Which, you know, led straight to the courts.
And the big legal question, could New Jersey just pack up its bags?
Exactly. Was unilateral withdrawal allowed? The compact itself was silent on this.
No exit clause.
Nope. So the Supreme Court had to figure it out based on, well, legal principles.
And the verdict, unanimous, right?
Unanimous for New Jersey. Justice Kavanaugh wrote the opinion. They said New Jersey could withdraw unilaterally.
Wow. Okay, so why? Yeah. What was the court's reasoning? You mentioned contract law.
Yeah, that was pillar number one. They basically said, look, interstate compacts are like contracts. And in contract law, if you have an agreement for, like, forever performance.
Indefinite performance.
Right, indefinite. And there's no termination clause, then generally either side can terminate it.
And the Waterfront Compact didn't have that clause.
Correct. It was silent on withdrawal. So applying that contract principle.
Made sense for New Jersey to be able to leave. What was the other pillar? Sovereignty.
State sovereignty, yeah. Hugely important. The court stressed that states keep their powers unless they clearly give them up in a compact.
You can't just assume they gave up the right to, you know, change their mind later.
Exactly. Especially for an agreement with no end date. The idea of one state having a perpetual veto over the other leaving, the court didn't buy it.
Okay. So based on that, we can kind of piece together a test, maybe.
Yeah.
When can a state leave unilaterally?
Yeah. It seems like three conditions need to be met based on the reasoning. One, the compact is silent on withdrawal.
Okay.
Two, it involves ongoing indefinite performance, no set end date or task.
Right.
And three, crucially, it's not about setting boundaries or dividing water or property rights. Those are different.
So those kinds of foundational agreements, borders, water rights, they likely do need mutual consent to change.
That's the strong implication. The court was careful to limit this ruling. This was about a regulatory compact. Those other types create more permanent vested rights.
Got it. So what's the big takeaway for our listeners? Why does New York v. New Jersey matter beyond the port?
Well, first, it reinforces state power. States aren't trapped forever unless they explicitly agree to be. Second, the immediate impact. New Jersey runs its port, New York keeps the commission on its side. Could get interesting.
Different rules on different sides of the harbor.
Potentially, yeah. But the biggest thing, drafting future compacts.
Uh-huh. Be explicit about the exit strategy?
Absolutely. Spell out termination. Avoid ambiguity. Otherwise, you risk ending up in court, like New York and New Jersey. Think about climate compacts, transportation agreements.
Things that need long-term cooperation, but might face changing political winds.
Exactly. This ruling shows that without clear language saying otherwise, the default might just be a state can walk away. It really puts the onus on careful drafting.
So summing up, no exit clause plus indefinite regulatory job, plus not about borders property, likely unilateral withdrawal allowed. Because states are sovereign and contracts need clarity.
You nailed it. That's the essence of the decision. Silence, sovereignty, and the nature of the agreement itself were key.
Makes you think, doesn't it? About how states will approach these big multi-state challenges going forward, balancing that need to work together with their own fundamental power to govern themselves. Food for thought.
Definitely. It's a constant tension in our federal system.
Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.